Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C. improves children's health by developing better treatments and technologies. Ranked number 5 in the nation, we take on the most complex, rare, and life-threatening conditions because all children deserve a healthy future. Learn more at childrensnational.org/innovation.
It is summertime and living is good. I mean, it is if you're a
FabFitFun
member, because if you are, that means you recently got your summer FabFitFun box and you now have everything you need to have the best summer ever.
If you aren't a FabFitFun member already, take this as your sign to get on it. Each season, FabFitFun delivers you a super specially curated box of the season's hottest beauty, wellness, and home products.
The products are amazing. The savings are even better. I'm on my 6th box now, and every time it just gets better and better.
Order your summer box today and sign up now so you can snag amazing products like the Society 6 Outdoor Blanket or the Super Goop Unseen Sunscreen when you customize. And don't forget to use coupon code CHATTY for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. Plus, for a limited time only, annual members will receive an extra gift valued at $125 with their purchase while supplies last. That's coupon code CHATTY for $10 off your first box. Box at www.fabfitfun.com.
Okay, broad. So today we are going to be diving into all sorts of wedding do's and don'ts. We're going to have a lot of fun, but stay tuned next Thursday, because next Thursday we are doing a part two of this episode and we are taking on all of your broad squad wedding and bachelorette party questions. So let's get into it.
Welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Well, hi, broads, engaged broads, wedding broads, nuptial broads.
Yeah, but also single broads.
Major. Actually, this one for real is probably mostly directed towards single broads who hope to, or who have the desire one day to potentially be wed.
Dude, and even if you don't, I mean, I remember being in junior high picking out a Pinterest board with like the bridesmaid color schemes and the food. I mean, it's just fun. Planning the biggest party of your life is fun.
Girl, when Pinterest came out, that's all that Pinterest was.
Yes.
For me, is I was like,
when
oh my
did
God.
That come out? That was a long time.
It was
time
a long
ago.
I believe it was probably at least like 3 years before I got engaged.
Was that like pre-Instagram? Pinterest? I feel like it was.
I think if it wasn't pre, it was like almost at the exact same time.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have an Instagram and had a Pinterest, but I could be wrong. But I looked at my old Pinterest boards the other day and your girl had to truly go through and just delete all of the boards because I felt so much shame looking through them if someone finds them.
God.
I'm like, I don't want people to think this is my style now.
I wish I could have seen.
Was it so like clothes?
What was it?
It was clothes, it was hair, it was like just, I use Pinterest a lot for like photos that I liked, yeah. But it was also, I had like a inspirational quotation board.
Yes.
And it was very embarrassing. It was also, you know, at the time I was still deeply involved in the church. So it was like mostly Bible verses with like pretty backgrounds that you hang up at your office. Mm-hmm. So, you
love
know,
that. New screensaver for the week.
Exactly. Went through, did a little clean sweep of that.
I know I set some boards to private for sure. I was like,
No, it's just too much. It's like, you know what? I don't need that energy out there. I need people, you know, sending me screenshots and being like, you still like this? I just feel like so embarrassed.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, Broads, that's what we're going to talk about today. We talked about this like, I don't know, maybe it's almost been probably a year where we somehow got on, probably because of The Bachelorette or something, a conversation about weddings. And I was like, I feel like we should do like a wedding advice or like wedding do's and don'ts. We were talking about like
Gray, the kind of wedding that Gray and I want to have, because we were talking about
your fantastical future wedding.
I mean, here's the thing though, and this is what we're going to get into today, is all aspects of it, including how fucking expensive weddings are. It's really kind of a scam. If you get into any aspect of the wedding business, you're like, how about we just charge three times as much as we could for a similar thing for some other kind of
party?
And you
can. It's like, I remember the photographer that I used, I initially like reached out to him and I was like, hey, and he typically used to do like stuff for music.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, I'm looking to do like a photo shoot, blah, blah, blah. And then he sent me like, or no, I knew his prices from someone else. And then when I told him it was a wedding, the wedding package was like five times more expensive. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, granted, I know you were there for a while, but it was just more like, you know, when you can, people use that. But I also think too, I'm like, I have my own wedding that I have taken away many experiences from. But also, when I got married, all of our friends were getting married. Uh-huh. So the amount of weddings that I have been in, I mean,
do you remember Four Shocking Weddings, that show? Remember when Brian, like, that was around the same time as Pinterest, where the wedding shows used to be just, like, popping off on TLC.
Becca?
What?
When the pandy first started.
Yeah?
Your girl binged a ton of Four Weddings episodes. I found it on, I don't know if it was on Netflix or something, but all of a sudden, it was, like, late one night, I was feeling super anxious, and I couldn't sleep, and I saw that, and I'm like, oh, my God, I loved this show.
It's a pretty great show.
It's so addicting to watch. What a shit show it is. And I love how unbelievably competitive everyone gets and how they make them have these like wild themes.
I just couldn't believe, like, I don't think I would ever, as much as I love reality TV, I don't think I would ever sign up to have these randos come to judge my wedding.
No, because also, they didn't give you money. You had your budget. Remember, everyone has like, and everyone had a different budget. That was what was wild too. So you'd have like, the four
shouldn't
weddings.
Shouldn't everyone have the same budget?
You'd think to compete, right? But sometimes it would be shocking because you'd have someone who'd have an astronomical budget compared to someone who had a smaller budget. And the smaller budget would just be a better wedding.
Yeah.
Because they really honed in on like
the key points
to creating a wonderful wedding where like, and also, let's not forget, the people who you invite to a wedding are very important.
Okay, so that's another thing I want to talk about. I have some questions for you right up front because...
Please.
First of all, how many people did you invite?
I believe we invited 200 people.
That's a pretty good size.
It was a good size wedding. I wanted a small wedding and it wasn't going to happen.
So did you include then pretty much all your family and friends?
I'll tell you this much. Like I was saying, I wanted a small wedding, and at the time, Evan and I were still both very involved in the church, and our families were very involved in the church, so there was kind of expectation from our family members that was like, you will invite all of these people.
Oh, fuck that.
Oh, I have, yeah, that was, and that was...
Were they paying for it? Okay.
My dad was paying for it.
Okay.
That's where it gets a little sticky. That's a huge thing that I feel like people process through a lot, because when you're paying for your wedding, you go, hey guys, we're doing what I want to do. Like, especially if you have a good relationship with your family, you're like, blessings, I know this is an exciting day for you as well. And I would love to include things that you all would enjoy. But the guest list...
One of my close family members, though, my dad paid for their wedding and they didn't invite like straight up didn't invite like grandparents and like aunts, only invited like some aunts and not other ones.
Starting some family drama.
I think think that's fucked up. I'm just going to say it. Like, if you have beef with one, like, let's say, like, one aunt or cousin or whatever the fuck, or you're estranged from your grandparents, but that, like, wasn't the case.
Yeah.
They were just like, I want a small wedding, and so, like, I'm just going to pick and choose and only invite, like, this aunt and that cousin and that set of grandparents.
Yeah. I feel the wedding list... The wedding list, I forgive everyone for a lot of times, because I feel like it's at such a stressful point. There's so much going on that, like, that sometimes almost feels like the one thing you kind of can control. I don't know. There's just so many dynamics that, yes, there, you definitely can have some regrets when you don't invite, especially certain family or whatever. But I know on my end, my dad paid for the wedding, but so from my dad's perspective, my dad was very much like, I was so grateful. He was like, here's money for the wedding and you can literally do anything you want. The only thing I care about. And my dad too was like, you don't have to invite any of my friends. He's like, all I care about is
these people,
that there's an open bar. That was the one thing he was very adamant about. He's like, I'm not having anybody come here and have to, like, pay for drinks. He's like, that's the one thing I'm adamant about. And I was like, no problem, Dad. That's, like, that's not a problem with me. But this all happened. My parents got divorced, like, right before this happened.
Oh, no.
So my dad was like, do whatever you want. And my other side of the family and Evan's family was the one who was very particular about who was getting invited. So... it wasn't like, yeah. Oh, there was some seriously sticky family dynamics going on at our wedding.
Yeah, my thing with the guest list is I just feel like if you have, like I said, if you have beef or, like, someone is, like, actively, like, a toxic person, I get not inviting them.
Sure, of course.
But my beef with my specific family member was they were just kind of like, no, like...
Yeah,
like literally, like, well, like, I like that aunt better, you know, that kind of thing. And it's like, but that those other ones were so involved in your life, and just because, like, you had, like, a more of felt, like, on your end, like, more of a connection with one, so you left out the others, or, like, same with the set of grandparents.
No, that's very painful. It's very painful.
Fucked up.
You have to be prepared if you're gonna pull that your relationship is over forever. Like, you, I mean, just are pulling the plug.
It wasn't, but it was just like, I mean, talk about feelings hurt.
Yeah, right? That's huge.
Because that's making a statement.
That's huge.
Like I said, toxicity and, like, that kind of thing aside, but yeah. I don't know.
No, the that's a big statement. Difficult. That's a big statement. Okay, broads, quick pause. Okay,
this sponsor, this is a really good idea for a bachelorette party gift or a little fun wedding gift to throw in.
Oh, my Lord, Becca.
Just had to say that.
Perfection. Absolute. You will be the hit of your bachelorette party or bachelor party if you deliver.
Bachelorette party favors?
Oh my God. Even better.
Yeah.
Even better. Let's talk about it. Can we talk about what I live for? And that is Omax O-Shot.
This is such a good... I love that idea that I just came up with. Okay, anyway. Why we love Omax O-Shot CBD Arousal Oil? Because it's amazing. And it's I just have to say, it's the only arousal oil or lubricant that I've ever used that doesn't give me a burning sensation. I've said that before, but I just want to make sure I've say it again because I haven't said it in a while. Mm-hmm. Simply apply a few pumps of O-Shot. You're going to instantly experience tingling and warming sensations, but not burning, enhanced lubrication, and increased sensitivity. And because we love you guys, O-Shot CBD is offering our listeners 20% off O-Shot. And this discount also applies towards any product site-wide. Just go to oshotcbd.com today and enter code Chatty.
And 20% off site wide. Talk about gifts for bachelorette and bachelor parties. My goodness. Mm-hmm. And I'll admit, I was skeptical at first because I've tried other arousal oils in the past that either didn't work or were full of weird chemicals and ingredients that instantly got me thinking about if they were safe or not. Kind of a mood killer. But O-Shot is made with all natural blend of 8 organic botanicals and broad spectrum hemp CBD. That's it.
Oh, and also they have the arousal oil. They also have a new water-based lubricant for people who use condoms.
Yes.
And I've used that too, and I also love it. So whether you're single or you're looking to spice up your relationship with more satisfying sex, every woman can benefit from a more enjoyable sex life. Every person can benefit from it. O-Shot comes to the rescue and provides heightened sexual sensations, which can give you the instant and long-lasting satisfaction you've been looking for. And it's 100% edible and natural. Remember, just go to oshotcbd.com today and enter code Chatty to take advantage of these incredible savings. That's OSHOTCBD.com and enter code Chatty to get 20% off OSHOT site-wide.
And another amazing gift idea, broads. When I say I searched high and low for fine jewelry that didn't suck and didn't cost a fortune, well, that would be an understatement. Every time I thought I found my dream jewelry brand, I'd wear it for a few weeks and out of nowhere, the pieces would either tarnish my fingers or would turn green. Not exactly ideal. Then I tried Mejuri and it was like all the stars aligned. Not only is their jewelry classic and well-made, it's fairly priced and made to be worn and loved every day. I just got this new necklace from Mejuri that I'm wearing and I'm obsessed.
Literally,
with
all my rings today are from Mejuri. First of all, we got to talk about the quality. Each piece is made with only the best materials, like solid 14 karat gold or 18 karat gold vermeil. Am I saying that right? Vermeil. I don't know. Layered over sterling silver. None of this gold plated stuff that's sure to tarnish in just a few days. I wear these in the pool and the shower all the time. No problem. No turning my fingers green. Mm-hmm. They also use freshwater pearls and yes, even diamonds in their pieces. All completely ethically sourced.
We love to see it. Typically, jewelry is marked up 10 times for retail, but not with Mejuri. Mejuri cuts out the middleman and sells directly to you, which means you're paying what the jewelry is worth, and that's it. Be sure to check out their site each Monday when they drop brand new pieces, but fair warning, and I'm speaking from experience here, it's going to be hard to choose a favorite. Thankfully, Mejuri also offers a live digital styling service to help you decide which pieces are right for you.
Head to Mejuri.com/chatty for 10% off your first order today. That's spelled Mejuri.com/chatty. You're going to get 10% off your first order.
Yeah, I feel like with ours, the reason that I was so...
How small did you want, by the way, when you said small?
Maybe like 50 people.
You're like 175.
You know, 183, but you know. No, I wanted a smaller wedding. I was so shockingly nervous. Like, I did not think I was going to be nervous for the wedding. And I was shaking. Very confident marrying Evan. Shaking about the actual wedding.
Yeah.
And the idea of an extra 150 people there, basically, that, like, I don't feel super close with. A lot of them I've never met. They're not his family. Like, they're like old family friends that are there. I felt like I was just hyper aware of myself.
I think it's a very self-conscious like thing. Yeah. I was talking to my mom about this because my mom was like, I feel bad. Like for your graduation party, we'll probably do a combo of you and your brothers because my brother and I graduated the same year. And I'm like,
congratulations.
Thank you. I'm like, no, that's fine. I don't want all the attention on me for something like a graduation party. Yes. Or a wedding. Like, you know, it's just kind of like,
it's when you realize like everybody's eyeballs like are on you, the idea walking down the aisle gave me such massive anxiety. It was a very narrow aisle too, and there were like floating candles down the aisle, and I was like, my dress is gonna catch on fire. I'm gonna knock down one of like the votives. I was so nervous.
Not to mention, it's not a performance. You don't have a script. You don't have a musical number. You're just walking and I'm like, expressing your love for your partner.
Yeah.
That part makes me really uncomfortable.
Yeah, when you read
way.
Like if you choose to read vows to each other, like I was like crying and like shaking reading the vows.
I don't think I'm, you know, I just now thought about that. I don't know if I want to read my vows to Gray at our wedding in front of everyone.
I'm like so all about the idea, unless you're like, I really feel passionately about it. I am so all about the idea of, so I married one of my best friends recently, and her wife just decided that they were going to write each other a letter, and then you give it to each other before the wedding. And so before you're walking down, you have your heart is filled with so much love.
Aww.
And then I just had them, like, I wrote some vows that they like repeated after me and did something like that.
Yeah.
And it was so much less pressure, and they were able to like enjoy and relax and not feel like I have to say anything other than repeat after me.
Plus, okay, we got to hear more about yours, but I just got to say, plus, who wants to fucking sit through a long ceremony? No one gives a fuck about the ceremony. Sorry.
Becca, my ceremony was so long.
Did you do like a fucking candle lighting? And
I had a very strong opinion that I wanted a short ceremony because I'm like, don't like long ceremonies. Everyone's wanting to talk and hang out anyways. Like, that's what the fun
They're
part
for
of
no
the
one but
is.
The bride and groom.
Everybody loves seeing the bride, you know, come Locked down it,
yeah.
or like
seeing her dress.
Or seeing like, you know, the love for the partner, for the in the eyes of the partners for each other. Like, yes. That's so beautiful and wonderful. And I was reminded of that again when I then married my friends, and it was like their wedding was so intimate, and like it was like a 10-minute ceremony, and it was so memorable because it was compact, and like you saw the love that they had for each other. Everyone was so emotional, but then it wasn't like, all right, no one's checking their watches, oh, yeah. right?
Or looking at the program to be like, where are we at?
Literally,
the pastor just gave the opening speech.
No, you're just like, it's like when you, it's the same energy as when you go to like someone's, you know, kid's performance that's not your own kid. Yeah, and like, you're like looking at the thing and it's like, oh my God, this is so long. Like 2.5 hours later.
You're like, the tulip ballerina twirl is not, not as... 8 performances down. Oh,
like,
God.
God damn it. I thought that was just the ballerina twirl. I was like super passionate about wanting a short ceremony.
Okay, so what the fuck happened?
So God bless. My Evan's father was the officiant.
Mm-hmm.
And he had his thing prepared.
Oh, pastor's like speech.
Yeah, and it was and it was extremely long. Now, it was beautiful
service.
It was a beautiful service. He's so good at it. But like it was very long. And I remember I'm holding my bouquet and it's so heavy and I'm like, I all of a sudden was like halfway through, I'm like, I'm gonna pass out. Like
he handed walked
it.
Out.
Oh no, I'm like seeing all the black spots and I'm like, this is it. I knew I was gonna pass out at my own wedding, and so then I passed
the fulfilling prophecy.
Seriously. Then I passed the bouquet to my maid of honor and I'm just literally shaking. And then I look and at one of Evan's groomsmen is white. Like he is about to faint, like shaking. And he had to literally go and sit down for a second because he almost collapsed.
What the fuck? How long are we talking?
It was like a 45-minute ceremony. I'm not joking.
So his speech was like probably like 35 minutes?
He did like...
Or his service thing?
He did like an intro. And the thing, it was really special because... he has known me for so long and like watched our relationship.
Oh, that's really
so
cool.
So it meant a lot to him. Yeah. So I didn't want to like take that away.
Yeah.
But
it, I also maybe think that would be less boring for the audience.
I think it was. Like, I think it was. Well, the intro was about like our relationship together and yeah. that was exciting. But then there was a full sermon in there about like, I think I swear to God, there might've been an altar call at some point.
Agape
like there
love.
Was, like, it was like, does anyone want to become a Christian? Like it was a full thing in there. And then he got back to, you know, our vows, and then that was more personal again and whatever. And then, you know, of course he's crying, and then that was emotional. It was, there were parts of it that were so beautiful and very personal, but it was just
very long.
So long. The sermon part could have been taken out. You know what I mean? And cause that part was the 30-minute portion.
What day and time of day?
I did a, what was it? Oh my goodness.
You're like Tuesday, 2 p.m.
I think we did a, it was either Friday.
Friday?
Yeah. Yeah, we did a Friday night wedding.
Oh, okay. So like what time? Like 6 or 7 or later?
We started at 6, I think.
Interesting choice.
And it was because it was cheaper.
I mean,
I was yes. like, I'm not like I couldn't do that to my father. And I'm like,
you guys get married?
It was a place called 7 Degrees in Laguna Beach. They like use it as art and art gallery a lot. And it's got like layer. What I liked is this is a wedding tip that I feel very like I feel if you can possibly do this, I feel very firmly about this. If you can have your ceremony in the same location as the reception, huge, because the energy of the ceremony then just gets moved to the reception portion versus like when you have the ceremony and then you have to all get in the car and then you drive somewhere. I feel like the energy gets taken away.
Now, here's my thought, which of some friends did this. They did their wedding ceremony the week before.
Live for that.
With family, close family.
Live for that. And see, then I would have been able to get my small wedding because I liked the size of the wedding for the after party. That was fun. But for the actual ceremony... the size was a little daunting.
And then you have everyone dragging their chairs over to the reception area, whatever the fuck.
True.
Yeah, my friends did that. I don't know if I would want to do it like the week before, but I sort of like the idea of doing like the VIP ceremony invite for like 30 exclusives only. That could cause some drama though, I guess. But
I guess. But that's where it's like, that to me is where it's a position where you're like, no, I'm putting my foot down because this is extremely intimate.
The only reason I don't like that is because I do like the groomsman bridesmaid aspect. Like I like the dresses. I like the friends walking down arm in arm. Like, and then that, like the bridesmaid and groomsmen make it more of like a set bachelor, bachelorette crew. Mm-hmm. But then again, like, I guess that could get, that could make things less complicated because you could just invite all your friends for your bachelor, bachelorette party that are also like maybe newer friends or whatever that you don't necessarily want in your wedding.
Very true. Very true. Yeah.
How many did you have?
I had, Jane, Christina, Jenna. I think I had 7.
How many are you still friends with?
I'm friendly with all of them, but I would say I'm close to 2 of them.
See, that's the thing too.
Okay. Evan, close, same. 2 or 3.
You think that's also because you were younger though and added like at a, like,
yes.
Like we right were, out of college.
Yeah, I mean, I was 23 years old. And so, but even, I will tell you this, even when I was picking, like, when we were choosing who was going to be in our ceremony, the pressure is high because you feel like this person had me in their wedding recently and I didn't necessarily want them to be on my side. That wasn't so much for me, but on Ev's case, there was a few like that where it was like, I feel so much pressure to like put them in my wedding, but I don't necessarily want them in my wedding. And also then this is so strange to me. And I get, like, aesthetically the look of having the same amount of people on either side.
I know. It's weird to have to come up with another 1 or 2 people if your other friend has... If your partner has more close people.
Like, because there is, like, this thing of, like, where you're like, great, my partner looks like he's super popular. And I got my bachelors
and he got your 3 besties. Yeah.
But, like, I know for myself, like, again, in that scenario, if I would have gone back and done it now, I would have had less people because when you're getting ready together and you're super nervous, you really want to choose the people who are going to be the right people supporting you in that moment.
Totally.
I had a crew, love them, but they were kind of just doing their own thing. And I like walked out in my wedding dress and everyone was kind of like, you look nice. Like there was no fanfare. I needed the fanfare because I was so nervous. And it was just, that just wasn't the vibe, you know? And I'm like, if I would have specifically had my two really close girlfriends, I know it would have been a different dynamic, but I felt like, oh, he's okay. Well, we were talking about all these people and he has these people. And
did you guys do the obligatory siblings in the wedding party?
Yes, we did.
How do you feel about that? Not talking about specifically about like Evan's siblings or anything like that, but just in general, what do you think?
It's a tough one. I would say this. It's person to person, depending on what family dynamic you know it will cause. Because for me, I know if I wouldn't have had his sister on my side, she would have been so okay. Like, she would have been like, I don't care. And she's like, I get it.
I thought you were about to say the opposite.
No,
and I was like, do you want to say this?
She would have flipped. No, his sister is probably one of the most low-key people of all time. And she's so cool. And she's also 6 years older than him. Yeah. Like, she had her kids with her. And so I talked to her and I was like, Britt, I want you to be like in my wedding party if you are able to. I don't want it to be this whole drama where you feel like you got to find babysitting for your kids while you do this. So we just talked and she was like, I'd love to stand next to you. And like, that was kind of where it was at. Like, she came later. She didn't get ready with all of us because it was just too complicated with the kids. Like, she came a little bit later. And that was, then it was great because I didn't feel the pressure. Now, if you have a family member, your partner's family member who you think there's going to be major drama with if you don't have them.
You gotta kind of pick and choose your battles.
You gotta pick and choose your battles. It's like you know you're going to deal with drama. And what you do potentially risk too is if you do include them when you don't want to, there's then pressure for the bachelorette party.
Oh, yeah. I was just about to say, I'm such a bitch, but like, if I wasn't into my partner's sibling, I would be like, I don't want you in Vegas with me.
No, your bachelorette party, especially when you want to feel like free with your, like, with your people, and you don't want the eyes of like your partner's sibling, like watching you and feeling like you have to, like, you know, you have to try to get them to mingle with your other friends, or if they're going to be judging you for like, you would do that to my brother?
Yeah. Oh, God.
You're going to go dance up on him? What about my brother? Like, that's the dynamic.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We're not looking for.
Oh, no.
So that is potentially what you might have to deal with if you do include them in the wedding party.
See, things are interesting, too, even with age, like you were talking about, because my sister's like 7 years older than me, has 4 kids. I am so close to her, but I'm also like, I want to talk to her and be like, Maddie, like, would you be butthurt if I didn't make you like a bridesmaid?
I think communication is so key,
yeah,
in weddings. And I feel like, I know, I should say, speaking from my own experience, like, I really didn't communicate a lot.
Mm.
And I made a lot of assumptions to not hurt people's feelings in certain circumstances instead of just having like a mellow conversation.
Yeah.
Because like you're saying, your sister has all these children, and it's probably hard for her.
Well, like, to, I know, figure, she can't fly everything out for the bachelorette party. Yeah. And then I'm like, hey, do you care if like you don't do that, and you want to just like stand by me like you're saying? And I'm sure she'll, right, be like, yeah, I should just actually ask her.
And it might be like, you might be providing relief for her.
Yeah.
Because she might be like, oh God, okay, she's the wedding, you know, the night before. Why am I blanking? The rehearsal dinner. It's I got to fly out like the day before the rehearsal dinner, and like get the kids watched. And I don't know if like my husband's available. Da, 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 da. Like, I mean, that's a lot of work when you have kids.
God, weddings are such a thing for the people in the wedding party. Now, I was listening to some podcast. I don't remember, but they were talking about this, and they were like, don't invite anyone who you are unsure about, or don't try to add people, because don't forget. Oh, and it was fucking Evan and Gray. They were talking about this. I'm like, what podcast is this? It was Chatty Bros. They were like,
I was listening to this highly educational podcast. I'm blanking on the name.
They were like, don't invite someone that you're on the fence about, or you're just trying to add people to the wedding party, because that's a burden for the person you invite.
1,000%.
They have to spend so much money.
Girl, I don't know how many times, because I have been really good, like growing up, there were numerous guys that I was really good friends with who then, you know, found their person, yeah, they start dating, and then the person feels obligated to invite me to the bachelorette party and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then I
have to split the Airbnb cost.
I don't want to go.
Yeah.
They're there with all their friends, but then I also don't want to be like this, like, bitch being like, I appreciate the fact that this person extended the offer to me.
You have plans.
I think I might have done that one time. But then you're like, I'm paying for this stuff. I feel awkward there the whole time because I don't really know anybody. Ugh. I feel like I'm a burden because I'm messing up the groove of like, you've all been best friends for however long. And like, here I am sitting here, and I know that you just invited me because you were trying to be, you know, kind. But yeah, don't ever. You don't know. You might be putting the burden on somebody else, especially because, like you said, everything costs so much money.
I'm doing
money.
No new friends. I've already decided, like, for the bridesmaids, like, actually, you'll probably be the newest friend. But everyone else, even my good friends, like, right now, who are, like, newer, I'm just like, yo, sorry. OGs only.
I think that is an art form of the wedding that is missed. And I know a few people in my life who have done that, like simply gone with like their tight friends.
Yeah.
The bachelorette party was just the tight friends. And the fun that we had was unparalleled.
But you know what? Here's the thing that actually makes me anxious, because we were talking about the party thing last week. All of my friends who I would invite for the bachelorette party, all of my OGs.
Do they not know each other?
None of them. I mean, like, they've, like, briefly met at, like, my baby shower and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, you, I'm trying to think, blah, 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 blah. Like, aside from my sister obviously knows everyone.
Yeah.
But No, you don't even know my sister. Anyway, everyone does not know each other, but they're all wonderful people, so I'm sure everyone would get along, but I'm kind of like, this isn't going to be like the poppin' bachelorette party. I mean, they're also all very different people, and they're all very, like, I'm not one of those people that has, like, just, like, my crew, who's, like, the four girls who have been besties since 11.
Yeah, you have.
And we're all the same, like, vibe. Like, no.
No.
My friends are all over the place.
This, I think, the importance of this is where you bring in your friends' strengths, and, like, you talk to them beforehand. So I would like to consider myself, I'm like, I can try to get a party started. Like, okay. I can try to bring in elevated energy and have things planned out to keep, like, the evening spicy. Mm-hmm. So, like, you or whoever I'm doesn't have to worry about anything, right? So then there's the conversation. I feel like having these conversations outside, being like, hey, you know, a lot of us don't know each other. We're not mutual friends. Like, do you mind kind of making sure that everything's kind of dialed in like the energy sense? And then such and such can be kind of shy. Do you mind like kind of hanging with her? Sure. It's your bachelorette party. Like, this is when you take advantage of the fact that this is your day. Because you know the friends that are going to be maybe getting a little too drunk and having a full meltdown. So then you have your steady friend being like, hey, just so you know, Janine, sometimes she loses it when she's been drinking and brings up the ex. Like, do you mind just so that I don't have to get in a corner the whole evening and it doesn't break? Do you mind like kind of like hanging with her if that 100%?
Uh-huh.
You assign roles.
Yeah. I think we could do a whole other episode on bachelorette parties, because I'm going to say also, like, being involved in the planning of a bachelorette party, not being the bride, is a nightmare. And also, yes, like, with one of my, like, OG friends who was in the bachelorette party, there was some passive aggression in that group chat. Because you got the friends who are like, well, I know that you guys are, like, have been close friends in the last 2 years, but...
Oh my God.
No, and I was like one of the people who felt defensive. Yeah. I'm like, but I've known her for 15 years.
You think you know Shane?
Yeah, and I'm like, I knew this a lot lately, but like I remember talking when we were 12 about what she wanted for her party.
Totally.
So, you know.
The passive aggressiveness.
And then you're kind of trying to prove yourself as like the friend.
Kind of like the main bitch. You're just like, you just are pulling aside the bride all the time being like, listen, I know how they're being, but just so you know, I got your back. I know how they're being. You let me
no,
know.
No, I really don't think she would like that. No, that's not her. That's just not her. Wait, I feel like I know her and that's not her.
So like, how long do you know her? Oh, you know her from work. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, she's different there.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to let you know that that's probably not going to be something
she's
like into.
That's probably like professional Katie, you know?
Thunder Down Under is not for her. That's not going to be something that she wants.
Anyway, bachelor parties are a whole other thing. Okay, so now some other questions I have about your wedding. You had a large wedding.
I did.
You had it at, wait, was the venue like on the beach or just like near the beach?
It was kind of close to the beach, but there wasn't a view. It was like in Laguna Canyon. So it's like there's a view of the canyon. It was, I loved the location. Like I said too, I love the idea of like there being layers. So like we got married on the rooftop and then the reception was set up in like the second story. So like we just literally walked out and it was already all like, okay, here's my number one wedding do, like my wedding tip. And I know that this is different depending
on
your financial capabilities. But I would say if you would invest money in anything, unless this is your skill set, or even if it is, wedding planner, 1000%.
Even if you have, like, if it's not in your budget, even if you have a friend who's really good at, like, event planning,
exactly.
Like, just have that, have an organizer.
It's one of those things where you think, like, you write out the list of things that need to get done, and you're kind of like, okay, I think I can handle all this. And the closer that the date comes, the more random things are added, you know, all of a sudden you get thrown for a loop because it's going to start raining. Like, there are so many things and you're already so anxious because your family's all flown in and like you're trying to like entertain people and you're also nervous about getting. I mean, there are so many elements to it that even if you have like a very small budget for a wedding, that to me, and like even if the wedding planner, let's just say there's really nothing to be handled aside from maybe even just some appetizers and some drinks and the ceremony, I don't care, wedding planner. Because especially the few days leading up and then the day of,
Oh my God.
No, you need someone handling that. You don't want to be the contact number when the caterer calls and says that there was a miscount and now half of the plates aren't going to be able to be delivered. You don't want to be the one handling that.
And you don't want your mom to be the one either, because then your mom's going to come in, bless her heart, and be like, hey, so what are your thoughts on... No, you need... It's someone who's like going to be completely hands-off.
Take initiative.
Exactly. Be like, they know what you want. They're not going to bother you with little worries here and there that are just going to add massive stress to you. And we had a wedding planner and the wedding had hiccups, because every wedding does. But all my nerves were because of other things, and I wasn't feeling like crazy anxious walking in the day of because of the dynamic of the wedding. Versus I had one of my very best friends, one of the first ones of us to get married. This woman threw a wedding that was so stunning. I mean, wow. You know, Pinterest was huge at the time. Her wedding was all over the place on Pinterest. And it was all DIY. And it was shockingly beautiful.
And was this like her passion project?
It was. And so we were all like, oh my God, yes. And we all, like all the people in her bridal party, like we helped set up the wedding. I mean, it was like all of us were hands on deck. No wedding planner. So stressful the day of. And this is like something that she's so good at. And it was so beautiful. And when you look back the photos, but the day of the wedding, she has like, oh my God, what a nightmare. Like absolute nightmare. Because you're trying to do 1,000 things at once.
No, and you can't. No.
And her mom and one of her mom's friends were like the ones helping then run the day of. But then it's like, you know, her mom wants to enjoy the day too. And then she's so stressed. Then she's coming into like our trailer being like, hey, okay, so like that didn't get arrived. And like, you know, the snow cones aren't here yet. And like, should we do it? And you're just like, oh my God, like so much stress. Wedding planner.
Yeah.
Wedding planner. Or like you said, even a friend who's good at it, but then family communicating. Member, yeah. Communicating with the person. Like, I
don't have to think about shit on the day of my special day.
Or even like the week of. Yeah. I can't think about it. Yeah. You make a call. I trust you. And you just got to run with it. Because even though you have those things in the back of your head that you think are really going to matter, like, oh my God, if the tablecloths are come out and they're like a green instead of a blue.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to fuck, like the week before, you're like, I'm going to fucking lose my mind if that happens. Day of, you don't even notice.
Yeah.
Your adrenaline is so through the roof. Yeah. There's all these people. You're excited. There's so much going on. You don't notice like your floral arrangements. You don't notice the food. You don't notice anything because you're probably not going to eat. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, like
totally.
You just got to try to enjoy it.
Now I have some thoughts.
Yes.
One controversial take.
Oh, I
really want to share.
Throw it out there, queen.
Unless it's like 20 people, please, for the love of God, I hate a beach wedding.
I'm not a fan of a beach wedding either.
I hate a beach wedding. Beach weddings are usually miserable.
Yes.
For everyone.
Yes. Agreed. I have not ever been to a beach wedding that at one point I wasn't miserable for, whether it's the sun beaming down on you.
Or you have to taking off your strappy heels to walk through the sand.
Or then you've got that, like, this, the your hair and the mist, and then your makeup's like dripping.
Or the wind's like
the wind.
They have speakers set up so you could hear the vows, and then the wind's coming, and no one past the second row can hear shit. And then you're just sitting there bored for 25 minutes plus. If Jess's dad is officiating, dad-in-law.
Exactly. You know. You never know how long the officiant's going to go, so prepare yourself.
I'm just like, no.
No. I completely agree. And are they beautiful in theory? Of course. But honestly, even if I would get married in Hawaii, I wouldn't get married on the beach.
Ew, no.
I'd be like, no, we're going to have a beautiful view.
Oh, and then you always have onlookers, unless you're like, you know, billionaire with a private beach. But like... And you have people like, oh my God, a wedding! Ugh.
That's so
true. What a nightmare.
A wedding in a public place can feel very like invasive when you're trying to, I mean, you never know either what's going to happen. There's like, you're at a beach and all of a sudden, you know, a group of kids come by on their bikes and they've got like a, you know, a boom box and they're like, you know, they're doing their thing and it's loud and they're
dog,
like a bunch of teenage
kids. A dog
kids.
From down the beach.
Skateboarders just like, you know, I mean, you can't control that. You can't tell them to stop. Tsunami. It's a public place. Also a tsunami. Also a great white shark.
I just need to
know what's going to happen.
You don't know. It could come up on the beach and snag you right off there. A beached whale could roll up on your ceremony.
You know what outdoor wedding I am so into? A forest wedding.
Agree. I had a friend who got married in a Christian camp like location, and it was really beautiful.
Oh my God. A forest wedding. The canopy of the trees, the twinkly lights, the quiet of the forest. Oh.
A now, dance granted, floor, bears, lights, twinkle lights.
You know, other potential elements from the outside, but not nearly like the beach.
Outdoor is rough because you do have the unpredictable elements, the elements like mm-hmm. like wind, rain, etc.
You're no god. You can't control that.
No.
You can try. You know, it rained on my wedding and our ceremony was outdoors. And so the day before I checked the weather app and I was like, fuck. Oh my God. It's going to rain. And I swear to God, we lucked out so hard. The second we were done with the ceremony, little tiny raindrops. We walked out, walked inside into Ooh. The reception, and then it was pouring rain outside. That's so you could hear fun. It. And it was romantic. And also apparently like rain on your wedding is good luck, even though.
Really?
I mean,
according
it's
to who? Who makes these up?
Okay, broads, another quick pause. I have been buying, and I'll put this in quotes, men's branded razors since I started shaving my legs pretty much up until recently. That's what I told all my friends to do, too. For one, they're cheaper, which what the heck is that about? And for two, they work so much better than yeah. the normal razors you
can
pick up.
I used to always do that,
right?
Too.
Right? In the, you know, again, on the quote, the women's shaving aisle or whatever.
It's, yeah, and the women's ones are always all flimsy, and like the men's ones are like cheaper, better quality, everything.
It's infuriating, truly. For years, I would go grab razors from the men's section, and then finally a company stepped in and changed the landscape of shaving. Broads, meet Billy.
Listen, shave if you want to, don't shave if you don't want to. If you shave, shave where you want to, but if you do, Billy's it. I personally don't shave, but I've heard a lot of people who rave about Billy. The razor is actually crafted well, so well. It's literally award-winning. It comes right to your door. It's insanely affordable, like just a few bucks affordable. And at mybilly.com, you can grab their starter kit, which includes their razor, two refill blades, and the magnetic shower holder, all for just $9, which... That is such a good price. That's less than one premium women's razor at a drugstore.
I only use my Billy razor now, and I swear my legs, they stay smooth for days longer than they used to when I was using other razors. I mean, seriously, if you're into shaving, then there really isn't a better choice than Billy. It's the best razor out there. And on top of all of it, Billy is an absolutely amazing and inclusive company. We love them. They're great.
And to express a little love for our show, go to mybilly.com/chatty. It's a small way you can support us while getting the best razor you'll ever own. It's just $9 to get your starter kit, plus free shipping always. Go to mybilly.com/chatty. Chatty, spelled mybillie.com/chatty.
You know those trends that just completely take off seemingly out of nowhere? That's how I feel about collagen. Like one day I had hardly ever heard the word used in conversation, and the next day it's every fourth picture on my Instagram feed. And usually that would make me suspicious, but I did my research, and because we're friends, I'm just going to fill you in. Collagen lives up to the hype.
Well, only if it's from the right source, though, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of trash wellness products out there on the market. And when it comes to collagen, it's all about the source. That's why we love Ancient Nutrition so much, because it's formulated to have a real... The formula is proven to have a real impact. Their best-selling collagen protein powder has 5 different types of collagen, and it's unflavored, which means you can add it to just about anything and you won't taste a thing. I love adding it to an oat bowl or smoothie. You can literally add it to any smoothie. You're not going to get any flavor, which I really, really like. You can even put it right into your morning coffee if you're in a rush.
That's what I do every day. Collagen has so many amazing benefits. Ancient Nutrition's collagen has been clinically tested and proven to reduce joint discomfort, improve fine lines, transform overall skin tone. And maybe collagen isn't your thing, or you're looking for even more superfoods to help improve your body or sharpen your mind. Ancient Nutrition is your new one-stop shop. They have so many amazing superfood supplements and powders, all made with the highest quality ingredients. When you shop at Ancient Nutrition, you're only going to get the best.
Right now, Ancient Nutrition is offering 20% off your first order when you go to ancientnutrition.com, enter promo code chatty for 20% off your first order. That's ancientnutrition.com, enter promo code chatty at checkout. Did you do the whole something borrowed, something blue thing?
I absolutely did not.
Really? I think that's cute.
I do think it's cute, but I didn't think about it until literally the day of. The day of, I was like, I guess I'm not doing that because I never...
Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. That's cute.
It's very cute. There are a lot of interesting wedding traditions.
One of which
is the garter.
You're going to make that up. Didn't we talk about this before?
I think so. And yeah, we did it and I regret doing it, even though I do and I don't, because it's Evan and Evan's fun. Yeah. So like he made it funny.
Yeah.
But not in like a embarrassing raunchy, way. Yeah. No, he made it funny. Like he, you know, went underneath and we were laughing or whatever. And then he like picked me. It was a whole thing and it was funny. But I look back on it and I go, that's going to be a no for me.
What's a garter for?
I think you're supposed to like hold things in it.
Oh.
I think.
Like switchblades.
Potentially. I don't know.
Small guns.
A little flask for the stress. You know?
That's cute. I thought that they were like to hold up your pantyhose, but then I'm like, why do you just wear one? Like, it's just the whole thing.
I think like the classic garter holds up the pantyhose, but I think then it has straps to like, it's like one of those whole strappy things. But I was not wearing pantyhose. Yeah. I was wearing a thong. This is a good topic. Wedding dresses, if you are wearing a dress in your wedding.
I was going to go there.
Okay. So before the actual wedding, I had very strong opinions about the wedding dress because I was like, I need to pick something classic.
Yeah.
Because I don't want my kids one day looking at my wedding photo.
I know, and be like, that's so of the time. Like,
because
so
I look at my mom's
trendy.
And my mom's dress was... in current times absolutely ridiculous
you got
looking.
The mutton chops and you got the stupid band across your head with the little flowers.
She had the band and she had a hat and like I mean it was
wild
with
the tulle and the hair is so curly
and
like
the sleeves are so poofy.
Yeah,
like it was out of control. Yeah. So yeah, I would look at her wedding
Everyone's
photo
mom,
and I
basically
yeah and I look at her photos and be like, I'm gonna make sure that whatever dress I choose is like very classic that will endure through all time. I massively regret that because now thinking about
Wait,
it,
please show me a photo if you can access it easily.
Yeah.
But continue. So now thinking about it,
you know,
I want to get my thoughts on your dress.
I don't know if I have one that you can see easily quickly because I did delete my Facebook.
Okay.
But you know, I massively regret it because number one, I now could like give a shit if one day my kids are like, you look ridiculous. Oh, yeah. I'd be like, hell yeah, I do. But I was hot during the times, you know, whatever. Like, it's fun.
Yeah.
And also, like, I think it's fun to be able to look on and be like, that was my style.
Uh-huh.
And I went with a very classic dress that was not unique and wasn't necessarily like super my style. It was just classic. And I had found a dress that I had fallen in love with, and it was between the one that I chose and that dress. And that dress, I just wish I would have worn that dress.
Do you still like it even now?
Oh yeah.
Really? What was the style of it?
Oh my God. It was like almost like more negligee-y. And so everyone was trying to talk me out of it because they were like, it's not wedding-ish enough. But I'm like, it's gorgeous. It was like the straps were so thin. The straps were so thin that you could barely see them. Mm-hmm. And it was like a satiny material.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And it the deep, deep, like kind of plunging. And then the back almost cut down to my butt. It was kind of, and then like a long train. It was almost kind of
slim.
Yes. Slim. And then like a sparkled around like the edge were like tiny crystals like around the edge. And
train
that was
or
the
no
only,
train?
Oh, yes, a train.
Okay.
And that was the only like embellishment was the tiny little crystals. It was kind of like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, that canary colored dress that she wears at the end. That's like has that crazy deep back. And I was like, I'm going to wear a necklace, a diamondy necklace that drips down my back and have my hair pulled up and like have, you know, crystal. I was like, oh my God, like it's going to be so like elegant looking. But everyone was like, no, you're going to regret it. It's like, you know, you're going to look back and be like, it's not weddingy enough. It was like trendy. And I think it still would have been kind of a classic choice, but alas, I did not go with it.
I go back and forth about that stuff too, because sometimes I do want something more classic, and it doesn't necessarily have to be boring, but sometimes I am like, it's not so much like 30 years from now me or my kids will look back on it with regret, but I don't want to do something that 3 years down the road, I'll look back on and be like, sure. Oh man, that was trend city. You know what I mean?
Sure.
5 years. Like,
yeah.
That's my own thought for myself is like, I just don't want it to be like, so 2022, you know?
Yes.
Rather than like a trend of a decade. Were you able to find it?
I'm looking in my, oh, here you can kind of see it. Oh, it's tough to see. Oh. If you swipe through, you can see it more on the last picture. I don't dislike it. It's just like a, you know, a strapless mermaid dress. It's very simple. I wanted something way more statement-y and way more like in your face because it's my wedding day.
Do but you then still everyone, have it?
I do, yeah.
But then everyone talked you out of it because they're bitches.
But someone spilled wine all over it about 2 minutes after I got off after I walked down the aisle.
You know, I also just don't like a strapless dress.
I know. I'm not a huge strapless fan either. I'm telling you.
You look gorgeous, though.
Well, thank you. I'm telling you, the wedding dress is one of those things. And I know everyone always says I put the dress on and I was like, this is it. I did not feel that way. I felt the way the most with the one that I almost chose that didn't.
Oh. That's sad.
I think that it happens more often. I feel like you kind of forced yourself to feel that way, especially, and I have another, this is another strong opinion. When you go wedding dress shopping, everyone is like doing the say yes to the dress. Like, let's bring all the family and friends. I am a hard absolutely no on that. I'm like, I personally don't want everyone's opinions because I feel like they're going to influence, and they did influence what I actually wanted because I chose what they liked, not what I liked.
Yeah.
I'm like, just maybe me and my mom go.
I don't want to. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't want too many cooks in the kitchen. I don't want my mom because my mom's going to be like, that's too sexy. That's too whatever.
But then you choose that one. If your mom says too sexy, you'd be like, that's it. That's the one.
True. I think I definitely want like my, like I'd bring my sisters with me. Yeah. And I also don't want to read into everyone's face too. And everyone's like, yeah, if you love it, get it. And then I'm like, Wait. You seem to be hesitant. What were you about to say, Taylor, or love, whoever? You know, I'm like, what?
I know. It's hard not to. Yeah. You're looking at everybody's face. That's what I kept doing. And I would be like, I'd put on the one, which is the one that I chose that I, again, I liked, but it wasn't my favorite. And everyone was like, oh my God, Jessica, that is it. And so I'm like, I guess this is it. And I didn't go with the one that my heart sang.
That's sad for you.
Yeah, it is. So learn from my mistakes.
Okay, another thing I want to say for the guests of weddings. Everyone, get your fucking ass on the dance floor.
Oh.
I don't give a fuck if you're embarrassed, if you don't like dancing. You better get on there and you better stay for at least three songs. I better see every single guest for at least three songs on the dance floor. We can't be
friends if you do not participate on the dance floor. That's just rude. If you're not doing the worm on the dance floor...
I don't care if you're the guy that does the two-step shuffle back and forth. Show up. Show some respect.
And you know what? You want to... Oh, God. Obviously, I know that there's the whole, you know, typically people like to have their first dance. You want to be a good friend. You get out on that dance floor before anyone else is there. You start the party.
Yeah.
Because everyone's just waiting for the one person to go out and start to make a fool out of themselves. And then everyone feels free. Yep. I have two friends... They are married and we call them like they are the wedding, like the god and the goddess of weddings because they go out. It doesn't matter if they even barely know the people from the wedding. They go out and by the time the wedding is over, when I tell you they're both drenched and they do the weirdest stuff on the dance floor and they go up and they hype up random people. They go up to grandma and grandpa and they're spinning them around and they make every wedding so fun.
It's very necessary.
So fun.
Thank God my family members like to dance. Oh. And so they will, all my aunts and my grandmas and all of them will get on the floor. Thank God. But I'm just telling you, if you're a good friend, if you're a good family member, you get out there and you shred it up.
Yes.
I don't care how offbeat you are.
It doesn't matter. Nobody cares. We're all just having a good time.
Isn't it the worst wedding when like there's like three people or it's just the bridesmaid and the groomsmen? And
it makes my heart hurt because I feel it's disrespectful. It does feel disrespectful. It makes me feel bad for the bride and groom or the bride and bride. I mean, like, I'm like, come on, like.
At least bake it like you're having fun.
It doesn't matter how many people. Like I said, this my girlfriend that I married the other day or a couple weeks ago, their wedding was very small.
Yeah.
And they had a very small little dance floor in the backyard. And we, like, literally, like, the 20 of us tore it up. And it was so much fun.
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't matter if everybody's staring at you. Everyone's just worried about themselves anyways.
Yes, exactly.
But that also, that's also part of the, that's also part of the, in my opinion, the only things that really matter at a wedding. And that's good music. And that you provide, like, at least some, like, appetizers and drinks for your guests.
I definitely will say, like, if there's, please, on the invitation, if there's not going to be food, like, warn people. Like, yes, don't worry about looking cheap. Just be like, appetite, or like, just desserts provided, or just appetizer provided, or whatever. Because there is nothing worse than being hungry through a wedding.
No, and then you're kind of grumpy. And I've been to some amazing weddings that don't have, like, that didn't do, like, any sort of sit down dinner. There was just, like, dessert and some drinks, and they were fantastic. But yeah, you definitely let everybody know so that they can come with full bellies. Yes. If that's not something that your guys are gonna do.
Right. It does seem like kind of a waste of money to get a dinner plate for everyone. Like, I understand, but like,
there was so much food wasted at our wedding. It was painful. It's like
finger food. Or
I love the idea of a really late night wedding.
Yeah.
And then having it just be like appetizers and desserts and drinks during the reception.
Yeah.
That sounds sexy and like it really dark. Like everything's really like darkly lit and just twinkly lights and have like some fun, sexy music.
Would you pull a no children allowed at the wedding?
For sure.
I feel like that pisses people off. Not that I care.
Nah, yeah. Children were not allowed. Oh, no. My sister-in-law brought two of her little ones, but I guess at the time, a lot of people that I knew didn't have kids. Mm-hmm. But I did turn away someone who was like, hey, like a friend of the family who was like, can I bring my 9-year-old? And I was like, we're at max capacity. Like,
yeah.
And if you guys can't come, we totally understand.
Yeah.
Like, but I mean, listen, I know for us, that was the one thing about it. There was numerous things, but the best part about our wedding was that after we ate, it got wild. Like, the dance floor was off the hook. I was getting thrown around in the air. I was being carried around by people. The drinks were flowing. We had an amazing DJ, and it was so much fun. And everyone just was like, that's not for kids.
That's the last thing I wanted to talk about, was just the open bar. The only issue I have with the open bar.
Yeah.
Just statistically speaking, if you have a larger wedding, there's going to be a couple people that have a little bit of a self-control problem.
Yeah. Understood.
And I have seen that play out in some like bad reception scenarios where someone's literally like, oh my God, I'm picturing it from like multiple weddings that I've been to where it's like, cousin whoever is a little too drunk on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Is trying to like grind up on everyone. Or cousin blah, blah, blah is drunk falling asleep at the buffet table. And it's just like, that's one thing. Grace like wants an open bar. And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. No,
I don't know.
That's a very valid concern. I think that it definitely depends on the guests at your wedding. There were a few people at my wedding who got a little loose, but I knew it wasn't going to be like that was one of the reasons that I chose the venue that we did is because the other venue we were looking at, there was like a long, windy road, and I started to get really anxiety about like, you know, what if someone was drinking and driving? Like, I was like, I wanted to be in a location where there's a ton of easy access to cars to make sure everybody gets home safely. You know, and we included on the invite too that we were like, you know, we'll have like taxis available and all that stuff. Taxis, because that was before
Taxi!
Uber. Taxi! And there was like a ton of like local hotels around the area that I was like, if you do have a little bit of a distance, like, you know, I was super, that was something I was very concerned about.
Yeah, that's good.
But no, I hear you. It's definitely a potential that you might be diving into. But I don't know.
Weddings are a wild thing. I also don't blame anyone for foregoing the wedding altogether and just doing a courthouse.
Oh, not at all. I think in my ideal scenario, we would have done like a courthouse style wedding and then just had like a party with friends.
Now then, if and when you do a vow renewal, are you going to make that? That's going to be a big ass event though, won't it?
Or will it not? Well, I think we're going to do a vow renewal next year because it's going to be our 10-year wedding anniversary. Mm-hmm. And I think what we're going to do is have it be not crazy, yeah, but like, but friends and family, and just basically do like a big party.
Yeah.
And just have a blast.
Will you do the vows in front of people at all?
Yeah, probably just like a 5-minute long like vow renewal. Do I have to be
the bridesmaid?
Duh.
Wait, are you actually going to have people in bridesmaid dresses?
I don't know. I feel like, is that too much?
I don't know, but I kind of love just doing a second wedding the way you want to do it. Doing for a real, bachelorette like party all over thing. Again.
I'm just like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I've never gotten married you're like, before.
Dad, what's the budget for the second wedding?
Still Dad, Evan, Daddy, but what are your thoughts?
You made me invite people I didn't want to, so how about a little redo?
For real, though, I'm like so looking forward to it because now I'm like, no, this is my deal. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be full board, whatever I want.
Wait, when did you guys get married? What time of year?
March 31st.
Okay.
Sometimes, the day before April Fool's Day. So it was either, we had the two wedding options of either getting married on the 31st or the 1st. And I was like, I'm not getting married on April Fool's Day. I'm like, I can't handle the future of jokes and just jokes. The stupid yeah, comments no, all day no, at the no, wedding no, no. being like, is this wedding no. a joke or not? I'm like, no. But I like, it was a little chilly. Like, I kind of like not a necessarily, I like a kind of winter wedding. I love a wedding around Christmas time. I always think that those are kind of magical, especially if you're doing like a forest wedding. Oof.
Yeah, then talk about the elements, and all of a sudden there's a fucking snow the morning as you're setting up. You're like, no. Everyone can't even get into this reception because the roads are all piled up. I mean, for oh, real. God.
Oh, here's a wedding tip. I believe with all of my heart that something that is so important to do is that after your wedding, I don't know, like, you know, if people decide to go on a honeymoon, whether they decide to go on a honeymoon or not, do not leave the wedding reception to go to the airport. Do not do that.
From there?
Do not go and travel as soon as the reception's done. And also do not go back home. So have a little hotel room booked because you're going to leave the wedding. And you, especially if you were involved in the planning at all, will grieve.
Yeah.
It's a major, like,
you're going to be depressed as
fuck. You're going to get sad. Like, it hits you. Yeah. You get the wedding blues. And if you go back to your house, you walk in and it's dead silent. And it's probably a mess still because you were rushing to get ready. And you're like, well, I guess we should just go to sleep. And that's depressing. And then
this is a great tip.
And then also, if you literally leave the reception and go straight traveling, you guys are going to fight. You're going to be so tired. Mm. But if you just go, if you have a little hotel room booked like 2 minutes away from the venue, everyone, you know, has their sparklers and you drive off and it's like, yay. You're like, oh my God. You get in the car, you drive 2 minutes and then you get into your like cute wedding ring, champagne, roses, the whole thing. And then you guys could just like talk about how much fun the wedding was and whatever. And then you can casually wake up the next morning and have breakfast in bed and like give yourself a breather because it's a lot of adrenaline and then it just comes kind of crashing down.
That's why I intend to black out and then wake up the next morning.
That's the thing, you know?
Whoa, it's over.
Exactly.
And now I have a massive hangover. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to do that. Grayson keeps making jokes about how drunk he's going to get. And I'm like, you better fucking not.
I had one glass of champagne in my whole wedding. Because you're talking, you're like,
I'm like engaging. The adrenaline.
Yeah.
Like,
I did not drink at the wedding. Not intentionally, but I was just like, just buzzing everywhere. So I didn't even get anything. I didn't eat really. That's another thing. Make sure you eat. Get some food in your body.
Probably just even have like protein bars on deck and have one of your bridesmaids be in charge of making sure that you have little snacks throughout the day.
Delegate jobs to people. You know what I mean?
Love it.
Like maybe don't ask your friends to spend tons of money, but rather instead just be like, hey, could you help me out with this the day of the wedding? And like remind me to eat a bite of something before I walk out and potentially faint in front of everyone. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have one last thing that I want to talk about.
Yes, let's chat about it.
And the reason I want to talk about it is because there was, I don't know if you'll remember, a huge controversy about it on my Instagram.
Oh my God.
This was a couple of years ago. Wearing white to a wedding.
This was a huge controversy?
Oh my God. So I went, I'll show you the photo right now. I'll show you it right fucking now. I went to one of our friend's weddings. I know her really well.
Okay.
We know both her and her now husband really well. And we went and I wore a white outfit to her wedding. Actually, it wasn't white. It was off-white.
Okay.
It was like more of a cream color. And people, oh, when I tell you, Jess, they lost it in the comments. They
lost it. Wait, you know what? I don't remember the controversy part, but I think I remember the photo.
This is one of my favorite photos of us. And yep. Me and Grayston and Ruth are all wearing shades.
You guys
of
look so lovely. It's such a beautiful photo. Look at
the
top photo. I wear,
though. It's like for the record, it's like a button-down dress, and it's cream.
There is nothing bridal-looking about that to me. It's not like you're dressed in a wedding dress.
Also, by the way, this wasn't a wedding. They had the ceremony the week before. They did one of those things. This is the same wedding I was talking about earlier. They had a reception the week after their actual wedding.
Okay. Okay.
So she herself wasn't even in a gown. She was like in a white cocktail dress.
Okay. Okay. So people get very upset about this.
Very heated.
Yeah.
I know you don't give a shit.
Well, no, I would give a shit if I didn't like the person, because it would give me another reason to be like, fuck.
Of course, you've got to weaponize those moments at any chance you can.
Okay, and also I think there's also a fine line, right? So if you're going to show up to a wedding and you're deciding that you're going to also want to wear white, take in a few things. Number one, the type of person whose wedding it is. Is this individual someone who is very sensitive? Is she the type of person who has meticulously been dripping sweat over this wedding and panicking about it for months?
No. I have, let me be real. I have a couple friends where I would not.
You're like, no, this is going to keep them up at night if I wear white.
Yeah.
They're going to panic. Even if, like you were saying, the dress that you wore was like a cute button down, almost like a big white shirt. And didn't look bridal. But taking note about who the person is that you...
Also, you could shoot him a text and ask him.
You could always ask.
I think I did.
And asked if you... You know what's so funny is like, if the dress that I was wearing was white or creamish, but it didn't look bridal at all and wasn't like super over the top fancy, I would... I wouldn't think about it.
I think that's kind of a little bit outdated. And then I remember, I think I told people in the comments that I asked her, and then people were like, how rude of you to even ask her. And then I remember my friend Taylor, Taylor Jones, she was going to bat in the comments for me, just being like, well, Becca knows me well enough to know I don't give a shit about who's wearing white on like my reception. She's like, Lynn,
this is my wedding. I can speak for myself here. Oh my God.
And there's actually a number. There was probably like, I remember four or five other people who were in white dresses at the reception.
Oh, so it was just like a vibe there.
It was at a dock.
I mean, that's
June.
Like you wear like a cream beachy. Or a white or like a light blue to a dock anyways, right? Like I'm not going to probably be showing up wearing black to a dock.
You're not going
to
catch me in anything other than white by the beach in June.
Of course. That's just part of what happens in life. That's the equation of life. So you think about who the person is.
Yeah.
And what their vibe is.
Yeah.
Also, you have to take in the dress. Like, if you are showing up in
a mermaid
or like even like gown. Even like I'm just picturing like even if it's a short dress,
yeah,
like a strappy satin, like low cut, like if you're looking fucking hot as hell, like that's a very rude. Sexy white dress,
that's rude,
then maybe just like take a pause and wear it somewhere else.
Yeah,
like, you know, we're not out here to show up the bride, so you know, I would be upset if someone showed up to my wedding looking over the top sexy in a white dress. Like if someone's dress was hotter than mine.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I think that also what that takes is a level of discernment and nuance that sometimes people forget about.
I hear you.
It's either it can't be white at all. Or, you know, I feel like people, it's very extreme. It's like, no white ever. It's like, no, I think depending on the circumstance and what the dress actually looks like, is a big difference in someone wearing white.
Well, and then here's my other question to you. How do you feel about people just looking hot at your wedding in general? This seems to be a sore subject.
You know what I will tell you? Oh my God, this is fun. This is tea. There was a... There was a girl at my wedding.
That bitch.
Bless her. She's nice.
That's all you say. There's a girl at my wedding. That fucking bitch.
That fucking bitch. No, she was at my wedding and I did not want her at my wedding. She was... Okay, to paint the picture for you. When Evan and I... right before Evan and I first started dating,
he had
a huge crush on her, as did every other guy in our school, because she was so hot. Also, one of these girls who...
I feel like I know... you've told me about this girl before.
This girl...
She was very pious.
Very much so, uh-huh. Yes. And she was... This was at a time, broads. I feel like everyone now looks so put together in high school. Like, everyone looks older now in high school, and everyone looks like so, like, the hair is perfect, the outfits are perfect. This was in a time where it was not so. You know, we were all kind of a mess. This girl always looked like a supermodel. Like, she was always perfectly coiffed. If you saw a photo of her now, she wouldn't look trendy for the time. She was a classic, classic beauty. And it was at the time where Gwyneth Paltrow was everyone's obsession, and she, like, looks identical. She's, like, a prettier version of Gwyneth Paltrow. Okay, so Evan was enamored with her, as was everyone in the school. And so we had a dance coming up and he really wanted to ask her to this dance. And so I was basically the one who, with a heavy burden, decided to be the friend to help him how to ask her out to the dance, help him pick out the flowers, do all that stuff.
You don't understand. Like, I actually have, like, a visceral, like, angry reaction about this person who I don't know. Like, I really hate her.
Well, what happened with her is that he ended up going out on a brief date with her before the actual dance, and it did not go well. Like, she was not for him. And
better not be.
Better not be. And then, but he had already asked her to the dance. So they went to the dance, and I felt so good because while they were at the dance, like, halfway through, he came up to me and he's like, please help me. Well, like, you hang out with me, because she was just not super exciting. No shade.
All the shade.
All the shade. So then he never moved forward with her. And then we started dating. At the time, she kept, like, when he would ask her out on these other small dates, she would always just show up with a friend. Pull off that move. Be like, yeah, I'll meet you out for dinner and a movie, and would bring her friend. And so she didn't act like she was super into it at the dance. She wasn't acting super into it. Well, mm-hmm. as soon as him and I became mm-hmm. official, mm-hmm. guess who decided to come out of the woodworks? Okay. So cut to me at high school summer camp bawling because she all of a sudden was pursuing him, and him and I had just become official, and they were secluded to the seniors' private cabin where they got to have private dances, and we weren't allowed there. So I knew she was trying to get at my mans and I wasn't allowed. And oh, so much contention. So much contention. He was good friends with her brother.
So she came to your wedding.
So against my will, she came to my wedding because her family is really close friends with his family.
Hate that.
So, of course, of all people, she showed up.
What if she's listening right now?
I don't care.
Yeah, that bitch.
No, I really don't have any problem with her.
Mm-hmm. I do.
But her and I have now, you know, mm-hmm. there were bumps along the road. But we were never like friends, you know. But she showed up to my wedding looking hot as hell. And I was not pleased. She looked so hot. She was perfectly, like, it's like she had come directly off the beach, right? Her skin, she was glowing. Her hair, that very blonde hair, was so long and beachy and perfect. And she was wearing this tight dress that was just perfect. And it was way hotter than my wedding dress. And all of the guys there were talking about her too, which made it 10 times worse. Like, when I would go over to a group of one of my friends, they'd all be like, oh my God, dude. And I was like, Oh, man. So, I do have a problem with people like that showing up looking hot to the wedding.
For sure.
Again, it's like, fair. It's like, know thyself. Okay? Like, if you're invited to a wedding, and I still think it's respectful, honestly, not to show up and try to draw too much attention. Unless you're really good friends with the bride and you have like an ex there and you like tell the bride, you're like, I'm going to show up looking fine as hell so that he regrets his life. And then you show up looking hot. God bless. Godspeed.
Did you like do any shit leading up to your wedding? Were you doing any crazy like tanning, like anything like that? Or oh, not really?
Yeah, for sure. All of it. but I didn't start until maybe a week before.
Classic.
I literally was like, I had 6 months and I was like, oh, I'm going to just take my time and I'm going to like, you know, yeah, do course. All the self-care things of so that course. I am just absolute perfection, and cut to a week beforehand. And I was just, it was rough though. I had, my anxiety was so high and I was so stressed out that like basically what I looked like before my wedding was I looked sick.
Ooh.
And I was just eating, what are those like grandma candies?
Oh, like old, what are they called? Like old Werther's?
Yeah.
Werther's original?
I would buy a bag and I'd have them everywhere and I'd be popping those and smoking cigarettes more than I ever had in my life. I don't understand. My anxiety was through the roof and I was like,
Why the candies?
I'm not sure.
Why the candies?
I'm not sure. All of a sudden I tried one again and I was like, damn, these things slap. And so I had them in my car all the time. I had started a new job. So I was like so stressed and I was just not in a good place.
Have you ever tried Nips?
No.
There was a candy that my great grandparents used to have called Nips that were like this weird coffee hard candy that were really good. Hit me up in the comments if you've ever tried Nips before. That for some reason that just came to mind. I was like, that is an obscure.
Hit me up in those comments.
That is an obscure old person candy.
Nips.
Anyway,
I gotta try them. I'm sure I'd like them. But so yeah, I was just not taking care of myself. Mm. Unfortunately. Now, a tip that I will give when you're wanting to have like preparations before your wedding: never change your hair before your wedding. Don't do it.
No, I agree.
Don't do it.
Don't make any big drastic changes. No. Like I say, don't try lip filler for the first time or lash extensions for the first time or like don't do any or spray tan for the first time. God forbid.
No, literally.
God forbid.
Do that. If you're going to do that months and months beforehand.
Try it twice beforehand, you know, like in the 6 months leading up.
Yeah. Like, yeah, try it.
Find a good spray tan person if you're going to do that.
If you want to get filler, please give yourself at least 6 months beforehand. Please, for the love of God.
Don't do it the week before.
Please don't do it the week before. Sometimes you have an allergic reaction. Oh, I mean, the first time I got lip filler, my lips were so swollen for the first 2 weeks. It was absolutely wild looking.
Microblading, guys, don't do any of these permanent or semi-permanent or even weak permanent things. Like, no,
it doesn't matter how much you're like, oh my god, I saw this new hairstyle and I feel like it's gonna be perfect on me, I've always wanted to do it. Don't do it, because even if it does look beautiful on you, there's still so much newness happening and there's so much stress. Even something that you feel like looks good, you're going to be like looking in the mirror and questioning yourself. And all of a sudden, what, you get your hair done and then your partner sees your hair for the first time a couple days before the wedding and is like, I like it. And then you're like, that wasn't the reaction I wanted. And then you're like tearing your hair out because you're so stressed out.
Don't do that.
Yeah, no big changes. Never any big changes. I think that's very important.
The good thing is you can always just wear a hat, you know?
Honestly, I might do that. That's kind of a move. Oh, bitch, you're going to show up looking hot as hell to my wedding? Check out this cap. Walking down the island.
I love the Dodgers.
We love the Dodgers. We live for the Dodgers.
Well, next week, y'all, we're answering questions.
We're answering questions. Yes. We started this podcast out. This is going to be fun. But we're like, we need questions from the broad. So you send in questions, like we said earlier in the episode.
There's endless things to talk about, really.
Absolutely endless. So tune in next Thursday to hear us answer all of your wedding and bachelor, bachelorette questions. Mm-hmm. And We'll chat soon.
Mm-hmm. Chat soon.